KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, firefighters are on the scene this morning of a blaze at a restaurant in Oakland. According to reports, the fire apparently started earlier this morning at the Bucksnort restaurant at 310 Dr. Van Zee Road. Currently, additional details are not available. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, three people were arrested on separate charges early Sunday morning in Creston. According to Creston police, 45-year-old Randy Etheridge of Lenox was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. for OWI first offense. At around 2:35 a.m., 28-year-old Adam Drake of Creston was arrested for disorderly conduct. And at about 4:10 a.m., 43-year-old Stephen Jen of Creston was arrested for second offense public intoxication. Jen and Etheridge were subsequently released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each, while Drake was released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. One man was arrested while another was being sought in connection with an incident early Sunday morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say at around 2:30 a.m., two men entered the Platinum Playhouse at 807 South 21st Street after the bar was closed. The men came to the bar to confront and allegedly assault the promoter of a concert that had taken place earlier at the bar. The unidentified victim suffered minor injuries and refused any medical treatment. Officials say some musical equipment was damaged during the incident. The two men were identified as Aaron Jones and his brother, DeJaron Jones. Aaron Jones was located at his home and arrested for second-degree burglary. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. DeJaron Jones was not located and, at last report, was wanted at least one warrant for second-degree burglary. Officials say an Omaha man died and his wife was critically injured during a motorcycle crash in Monona County on Friday afternoon. 81-year-old Willard Kroll was killed and 78-year-old Sonia Kroll was injured in the crash that happened Thursday morning on Interstate 29 near Ottawa. The Iowa State Patrol said the motorcycle was northbound when it began to drift into the right lane and then switched back into the left lane and crashed into the median. Investigators say Willard Kroll died at the scene and Sonia was taken to an Ottawa hospital and then transported to a hospital in Sioux City. It was not known who was driving the motorcycle. The investigation into the crash continues. Iowa's annual sales tax holiday is set to coincide with back-to-school shopping. It also brings Nebraskans looking for bargains across the Missouri River. Iowa's sales tax holiday this year is being held August 7th and 8th. Nebraska doesn't have a sales tax holiday, although the idea has been kicked around from time to time by Nebraska lawmakers. The Iowa holiday allows shoppers to buy select clothing and footwear priced at less than $100 without paying sales tax or local option taxes. 2 days are usually among the best of the year for Iowa's retailers. Although the sales tax holiday falls during the back-to-school shopping season, the tax exemption applies to merchandise for adults as well. A July survey suggests there will be slow to no economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. A survey report issued this morning says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, slumped to 50.6 in July from 53.0 in June. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says businesses tied to agriculture and energy continue to report pullbacks in economic activity, and this is spilling over into the broader regional economy. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collaboration of indices ranging from 0 to 100. The survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. The Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Sioux City revenue, his first 11 months, has fallen short of projections, but still outpaced its predecessor's all-time annual high. The Hard Rock took in $70 million in gambling revenue in its first 11 months, ending June the 30th, the end of the casino's fiscal year. Original projections estimated $90.5 million in the first year of operations, and the first full year's revenue looks to come in lower than that. But the 11-month total already exceeds the all-time annual high of $61 million set in 2012 by the Argosy Riverboat Casino, which was closed when the downtown Hard Rock opened. Hard Rock's top month for the year was $7.165 million, and that was collected during its opening month last August. The director of the Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy is applauding a recent decision by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to reinstate its National Prescription Drug Take-Back Program. Steve Lucan says prescription drug abuse remains a fast-growing problem in Iowa, and a safe and environmentally sound method to dispose of unused medicines is key to keeping those drugs from being misused.
I think we certainly, as a state, need to pay attention to the strong drugs that are out there, oftentimes even in our medicine cabinets. We do have a lot of prescription painkillers that oftentimes are very powerful that unfortunately sometimes show up in the wrong hands.
The next special collection of old unwanted prescription drugs is scheduled for Saturday, September 26th.
Certainly a good opportunity to have conversations inside your home about proper use of medications and also just really trying to reinforce making healthy choices and avoiding drug use.
During the first 4 years of the DEA's take-back program with local law enforcement, pharmacies and community groups, nearly 26 tons of unused prescription drugs were collected in Iowa. According to Lucan, there are also nearly 50 local law enforcement agencies and pharmacies that have established permanent drop-off sites to collect controlled prescription medicines in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports overdose deaths from prescription painkillers such as hydrocodone and oxycodone have been rising in Iowa, with 77 such deaths in 2014. And Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker is not ruling out the possibility a clear winner will fail to emerge from after next year's primaries and caucuses around the country, and delegates at the GOP's 2016 National Convention will have to pick the party's White House nominee.
It's possible. I mean, it's a great field, a lot of great candidates. Sooner or later, it'll be easier to tell how many people are not running on the Republican side than those that are.
Walker, who's the governor of Wisconsin, says he will not speak ill of his Republican competitors, but he's telling audiences he's a doer who can get the job done.
I just didn't win 3 elections in 4 years in a blue state. I won in the battles that people care about.
Walker's most high-profile fight was his successful effort to roll back the collective bargaining rights of unions and represent government employees.
Unions are just fine. What we did was we took on the big government union bosses, and we put the power back firmly into the hands of the hardworking taxpayers. That was good for the taxpayers. It was pro-worker. We now have a state like Iowa's had for decades, long before we did it. Iowa's been right to work, where we give people the freedom to choose whether or not they want to be in a labor union or not.
Walker signed a right-to-work law in Wisconsin earlier this year. It forbids organized labor from forcing non-union workers to pay union dues or fees in a workplace where employees have voted to unionize. Walker was on a campaign swing through southwest Iowa Friday with stops in 5 counties. His last stop was in Atlantic at the Masonic Lodge for a campaign fundraiser. And our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.